Welcome to Season 3, Episode 5 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the subject of atonement. As always, we're going to be focusing on what the Bible has to say about this topic. So I invite you to test all things in light of what the Scriptures teach. Let's get started. 3 weeks ago, we discussed the five types of offerings found in the book of Leviticus. One of these was the sin offering. These were made periodically whenever someone would sin unintentionally. However, there was also an annual Day of Atonement, the one time of year in which the high priest would enter the most holy place. So as we begin, let us consider the instructions regarding this day. Leviticus 16, verses 29 through 34 says, "This shall be a permanent statute for you. In the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall humble your souls and not do any work, whether the native or the alien who sojourns among you, for it is on this day that atonement shall be made for you to cleanse you. You will be clean from all your sins before the Lord. It is to be a Sabbath of solemn rest for you, that you may humble your souls. It is a permanent statute. So the priest who is anointed and ordained to serve as priest in his father's place shall make atonement. He shall thus put on the linen garments, the holy garments, and make atonement for the tent of meeting and for the altar. He shall also make atonement for the priests and for all the people of the assembly. Now you shall have this as a permanent statute, to make atonement for the sons of Israel for all their sins once every year. And just as the Lord had commanded Moses, so he did." In this episode, we're going to discuss the Day of Atonement and how the sacrifices were a foreshadowing of the work of Christ. So first, let's consider the sacrifices that were to be offered. There were three animals offered on the Day of Atonement, one bull and two goats. Leviticus 16, 6 through 8 says, "Then Aaron shall offer the bull for the sin offering, which is for himself, that he may make atonement for himself and for his household. He shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the doorway of the tent of meeting. Aaron shall cast lots for the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat." The first animal that was used was the bull for the sin offering for the high priest. Leviticus 16:11 says, "Then Aaron shall offer the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and for his household. He shall slaughter the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself." Verse 14 says, "Moreover, he shall take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the mercy seat, on the east side, and also in front of the mercy seat. He shall sprinkle some of the blood with his finger seven times." So first, the bull would be offered for the sins of the high priest. After killing the sacrificed, the high priest would then enter the tabernacle and burn incense, then enter the most holy place, and sprinkle some of the blood on the mercy seat and in front of the mercy seat. The second animal was the goat for the sin offering for the people. Leviticus 16, 15, and 16 says, "Then he shall slaughter the goat of the sin offering, which is for the people, and bring its blood inside the veil, and do with its blood as he did with the blood of the bull, and sprinkle it on the mercy seat and in front of the mercy seat. He shall make atonement for the holy place because of the impurities of the sons of Israel, and because of their transgressions in regard to all their sins. And thus he shall do for the tent of meeting, which abides with them in the midst of their impurities." Two goats were offered, and lots would be cast to determine which would be used for which purpose. They were in verse 8. The first goat would be killed as a sin offering for the people. The high priest would sprinkle the blood of the goat on the mercy seat and in front of it as he did with the blood of the bull. This was to make atonement for the holy place and for the people. And then after this, he would take the blood of the bull and the goat and put it on the horns of the altar and sprinkle blood on it, as is talked about in verses 18 and 19. The third animal is called the scapegoat. In Leviticus 16, verses 20 through 22, it says, "When he finishes atoning for the holy place and the tent of meeting and the altar, he shall offer the live goat. Then Aaron shall lay both his hands on the head of the live goat and confess over it all the iniquities of the sons of Israel and all their transgressions in regard to all their sins. He shall lay them on the head of the goat and send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a man who stands in readiness. The goat shall bear on itself all their iniquities to a solitary land. and he shall release the goat in the wilderness. The second goat was called the scapegoat. It was offered alive and released into the wilderness. The high priest laid his hands on the goat's head and confessed the sins of the people over it. The goat would then, symbolically, bear on itself all their iniquities to a solitary land, verse 22 says. Next, let's briefly look at the connection between blood and atonement. The Israelites were prohibited from eating blood because, as the text explains, the life of the flesh is in the blood. Chapter 16, verses 10 through 14 discuss that. This is why blood was used to make atonement, verse 11 says. So now let's talk about the atonement of Christ. The sacrifices offered by the high priest on the Day of Atonement were a foreshadowing of Christ, a shadow of the good things to come, as Hebrews 10 and verse 1 says. Yet with Christ, we have a better priesthood and a better sacrifice. The book of Hebrews is helpful in making this comparison for us. First, let's talk about the better priesthood. The priesthood, and particularly the work of the high priest, was a foreshadowing of Christ. However, Jesus has a better priesthood because, unlike Aaron and the high priest that would follow, Jesus did not offer up sacrifices first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people, because this he did once for all when he offered up himself, Hebrews 7, 27. And besides this, the Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 7, 23 and 24, that the former priests existed in greater numbers because they were prevented by death from continuing. But Jesus, because he continues forever, holds his priesthood permanently. The high priest was a type that pointed to the better priesthood of Christ. Well, the priesthood was better, and the sacrifice that Jesus offered was also better. Though the priest offered sacrifices as God instructed, the Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 10 and verse 4 that it was impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Verse 1 says, "For the law, since it has only a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very form of things, can never, by the same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year, make perfect those who draw near." Verse 3 says, "But in those sacrifices there is a reminder of sins year by year." This is why the scapegoat was necessary. After making atonement for sins by offering the bull and the first goat, as we read about in Leviticus 16, verses 11 through 19, the sins of the people were symbolically placed upon the scapegoat, and then it was released alive into the wilderness, verses 20 through 22 of Leviticus 16. Since Christ came with a better sacrifice, an antitype of the scapegoat is unnecessary. Jesus put away sin by the sacrifice of himself, Hebrews 7, 26. His blood sufficiently cleanses us of sin, unlike the blood of the bulls and goats which were offered on the Day of Atonement. Hebrews 9, verses 11 through 14 says, "But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things to come, he entered through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation, and not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood. He entered the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling those who have been defiled, sanctify for the cleansing of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" So in conclusion, the sacrifices made on the Day of Atonement were made so that God would not hold the people's sins against them. Yet they had to be made year by year because the sacrifices could not take away sins, Hebrews 10, 3 and 4. These sacrifices look forward to Christ, who is our perfect high priest, who offered the perfect sacrifice when he offered himself on the cross. We can have forgiveness of sins through him. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others. Next week, we'll be talking about the weekly and yearly observances in the book of Leviticus. Until then, I hope you have a great week.